I can't stop thinking about your goodness. May 15th, 2020. Dear sweetness, I wake up in the morning and I have all these thoughts of you. I am so filled with love, with compassion, with wonder, with depth. I am like the earth, pulsing, ready for new spring. I am ready for trees to be planted, for fruit to abound, for flowers to fill my fields and pastures. And so I pray, because praying at least gives me direction. You see, I don't live from my head anymore. I use my head for my heart's ends. So I hand myself over to the divine. I say, I don't know what to do with all this energy. There is so much. It abounds. I can't even speak of it. Use me. Direct me. Guide me. Show me. And then the walls of the human world and the spirit world disappear, my friend. When you open yourself up in this way, you are a vessel. You are an energetic being radiating with divine love and compassion. And you pour. You pour. You pour. There are so many people consumed with the rules, with flattery, with expectation, that they cannot drink of it. Their souls are wounded, yearning to be healed. But they love the world's laws, man's laws, more than God. How many people do you know who eschew man's laws for the sake of God? How many do you know who are willing to go all the way, who will sacrifice all for the sake of love, the glory of heaven, the forest of the divine? This, my darling, is what makes a saint. This is what makes a follower of Yeshua, the chosen one, the anointed. It is not a person who loves the world's commandments, the world's interpretation of vast and incomprehensible things. It is a person radiating, oozing, pouring forth the glory of love and truth and wakefulness. Anything else is just not worth listening to, my dear. It's not. It's a waste of your time, I promise you. But perhaps you need to be convinced. Those who don't need convincement are the righteous ones. And those trying to use their minds to explain, to plan, to manage, to plot and devise, those are the sinners. Which will you be? What steps will you take? Regardless of what you do, this is a new day. It is holy. We are here. Love has arrived. The All.